Dooley rode up to the Julesburg Marshal in jail and reined in the horses. The town badge wearer eyed Dooley, one arm pressed against one of the posts that would have held up an awning. His suspenders fell loosely beside his legs, and a tin star remained pinned, heavily pulling at the one pocket on his solid gray shirt. He wore a black hat, but no belted six-shooter. He didn't need a revolver, because Dooley could see the double barrels of a shotgun poking through the window to the left of the doorway. No panes of glass were left, making it easy for Dooley to see the bald man who tried but failed to keep the shotgun steady.
Marshal?
Deputy.
That's Hubert Dobbs on the first horse.
The deputy marshal stepped back. The old-timer holding the shotgun rose from his kneeling position, and he stepped outside, leaving the shotgun sticking out of the window.
The hell you say?
The man was bald, but solid, wearing spectacles, gray boots, gray pants, a gray shirt, a gray vest, and sporting a gray mustache. He also wore a tin star. Only his read Julesburg Marshal. Slowly, Dooley stood up enough to bring the reward poster out of his back pocket. After flipping it open, he held it in the wind.
Check him out, DeWitt. And the others?
I don't know. Never saw them before. I was on my way here when they rode up. Started shooting.
Friends of Dobbs?
Don't think so. Dobbs didn't have any friends. And they couldn't have known it was Dobbs I was carrying.
Dooley looked back as the deputy pulled up the blanket. The population crowded the boardwalk. Even the women did not turn their heads as the deputy made his inspection.
Their horses were pretty much worn out. My guess is that they meant to steal my bay and Dobbs's.
He didn't finish because now he saw newcomers. Men in black broadcloth and women with their hair in buns and children. Children? A stout woman with red hair and more rouge on her face than Dooley had seen in entire brothels stepped off the boardwalk and made a wide berth around Dobbs's horse. She waved her fat arms over her head and shouted at the men and women coming toward them.
Stop! You all stop it right now! This ain't no sight for no damned tenderfeet!
The procession stopped. The women took their children by their hands or swept them into their arms. They did not turn back, however, but kept watching from the distance, waiting.
Well, it's a description on the Dodger, Maximilian, but I don't know.
Let me take a look at that scoundrel.
The stout woman grabbed Dobbs's dirty hair and jerked up the dead man's face.
Well, I never thought I'd live to see the day that old Dobbsy got himself shot deader than my first five husbands. Oh, it's him, Maxie. Hubert Dobbs, his own shot dead self. I swear to it.
You knew Dobbs, Sheila?
Knowed him? I knowed every inch of him. At Maud's place in Denver. At my own crib in San Antone. One night in one of them healing baths in Eureka Springs. An all-night poker game in Abilene back in 69. And
I'll let you sign an affidavit. Maybe you know the other three dead men.
Not four. That one's carrying two bodies.
Hell's bells, I gotta see this.
A little man with a waxed mustache ducked underneath a hitching rail and came to the Palomino before Sheila could reach the dun horse.
Hell's bells! Hey, mister, was this one wearing one of those big Mexican hats?
Uh-huh.
Hell's bells! It's them, Marshal!
Now the townsmen and women were coming to investigate. Dooley could catch snippets of conversation, not that the talk would have been stimulating.
Yes, yes, didn't that one happen?
See, I know. I was this close to it.
I'll beat.
Don't he have the cutest little hammer toes?
Yeah. Where the hell's the money, mister?
What?
The money these bushwhackers stole.
Money? These men jumped me on the trail.
Before they'd done that, they robbed the Julesburg store the other day and killed poor Bud Totter, who's clerking that barn. How much they get, Horace?
$13.17.
You didn't take no money off their persons, did you, stranger?
I didn't even look through their pockets or their saddlebags.
It was in the left side satchel of the saddlebags on the Palomino that Horace and Marshal Maximilian found the $13.17. In the Julesburg Saloon, Dooley Monahan and the Marshal sat at a green felt-covered table in the corner.
So, how'd you catch Hubert Dobbs with no gun?
He had a gun. His own gun. I didn't have a gun.
That's a good one, boy. You ought to perform in the Denver Opera House.
He was gonna shoot me dead, only I grabbed up a skillet The bullet meant for me hit the pan. My chest still hurts. Probably a bruise from the impact.
Of the bullet?
No, the skillet hit me. The bullet ricocheted and gave Hubert Dobbs a mortal wound.
You're serious, ain't you?
Yeah. That's exactly what happened.
I'll be damned.